Good morning. The church looks a lot different standing up here talking out to everybody. I'm used to sitting back there by myself. I'm Amanda McCoy, for those of you who don't know me. I grew up here in this church. My parents are Jeff and Diane McCoy. Years ago, my parents realized they had two young children who needed a little saving grace. And also, they needed to know Christ and Christ's teachings. So I was brought into this church, this family of faith, the day I was baptized by Reverend Paul Davis. And my story begins there. I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and I'm pretty sure I start in a lot of those stories here. I was the unladylike girl sliding down the third floor railing in my Sunday dress, and the one racing wheelchairs down Memorial Hallway at record-breaking speeds. Yeah. I'm sure I was caught running around after Sunday school, finding every nook and cranny to possibly hide in. And the little blonde child bobbing and weaving between y'all during fellowship in Memorial Hall, I was trying to steal donuts without getting caught. And whoever thought I'd be standing up here today? Not me. Thank Tracy for that. During my mischievous youth, I attended Sunday school here, and that is where I learned about Bible stories, like the one we've been trying to talk about today, the five loaves and two fishes. And that is the point I'm trying to present today, is being fed by Christ, not just when needed or given enough to be fed, but to be given more than enough and more than you ever could need. Back in middle school, I became aware that I had been blessed by God with a love for children, something that has blessed me many times and filled me up throughout my whole schooling career, occupational career, and even within my family. I have a younger cousin, Kaylee, to thank for that. When Kaylee was born, she sparked something inside of me. I was 12 when I held her for the first time, and God told me, like right then and there, that I was going to do something that revolved around children. He was right. I was a freshman in high school when I was confirmed here in First Congregational. I was mentored by a wonderful woman, Kristen Pellegrino, who is moved on and been in Texas raising her daughter, Anna, which I had the privilege of babysitting and getting to know. I thought being confirmed would be different. I thought that after you were confirmed, all these youth guys had just this sudden understanding and working knowledge of everything Christ in church. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? That's why we go through confirmation class, right? It didn't work that way. So I stumbled around for years trying to figure out my life, my faith, and what Christ meant to me. I got into college and I sat in my first early childhood education class, and I knew I was going to be a teacher. It combined the love I have for children with another blessing that I had stumbled upon. God had blessed me with an awesome sense of creativity. And when you work with children, it's kind of a must. You have to be creative with them. So I thought I had it figured out. Little did I know God had other plans for me down the road. The end of high school was nearing. I was a full-time student, working multiple jobs, and still practicing sports, taking on side jobs, and trying to keep a thing called a social life. I had lost sight of Christ, of God. I kept moving forward, and each step I took, Christ faded just a little more from my sight. I didn't have my priorities set right. God wasn't a priority. I simply didn't have the time for church or for faith. I lost sight of where I was going, and I wasn't going to let anybody know, but I played it off like I did, and I did it with a smile. Now, here is where we might see how the disciples felt in today's scripture of feeding the 5,000 or even walking on water. I am sure the disciples were walking around thinking they understood life and this man, Jesus, that they were following. And then suddenly the disciples were confronted by an angry mob of hungry people. Here I also arrived at that point in my life, but instead of a hungry mob of people, I was dealing with choices and decisions that I had to make as a growing adult. I was at the point where only my parents noticed how much I had changed, and I was blessed with amazing parents. Who knew? I was blessed with amazing parents who knew not to push a stubborn know-it-all teenager to go to church. They kept a watchful eye on me, let me do my own thing, and were always there when I needed them. College came, and I started to grow up. I was beyond stressed with work, life choices. I'd grown up, moved out, surrounded myself with some questionable people. And I got so used to my life without Christ, I didn't know how unhappy or how tired I was. It didn't matter. I just kept living my life. And then something happened. And it's that point where something awful happens that always brings you back to Christ. And it shouldn't take that, but it did for me. I lost something very dear to me, a promise that still seems broken. My brother and sister-in-law lost their daughter, Sophia, at full term in February. It was like everything in life had stood still. The whole family crowded in a hospital room, just waiting. Waiting for a little girl to be delivered as we struggled to stay strong for them and for each other. Seeing my family hurting made me hurt even more. I was angry with God, with Christ, because it sucked. And I've learned that it's okay to say that, because it sucked. It's the only truth that sums up all of the emotions you're having at once. Tears of remorse versus tears of celebrating the life that was supposed to be Sophia's. God blessed my brother and sister-in-law with a daughter, only to take her away from them, from her family. What kind of blessing is that? There were so many questions and what felt like even more unanswered prayers. My family sought each other for comfort. Some of us who had stronger faith came back to church, came back to their family of faith. I went back to work, thinking that I could seek comfort in comfort and distraction in the toddlers that I teach. I realized that that was harder than I had expected it to be. The love I have for children was challenged when I spent hours with infants and toddlers, and slowly realizing that I would not get to share these moments with Sophia, that my brother and sister-in-law would not get to share these moments with their daughter. I was lost. Where could I go? Who could I talk to? It was here, First Congregational Church. I had a second family. I was blessed with a family of faith. I came back here. I lifted my hands to Christ. I went seeking Christ. I found him, and I needed him. Christ was still there, right where I had lost him back in late high school. Now I see the loaves and the abundance of blessings that are here in this place. My faith has a home, and I have been blessed with a church that has so many wonderful and special relationships, like the ones that I have shared with Tracy Harris, with Bob and Carolyn Woodsmall, and even with the White and Leonard family. First Church is a family that carries you when you need it, a family that shares in others' trials and joys. This is a blessed place that has been constant with lessons, and the presence of God, both the church and Christ, are there and have always been there for me. Christ is always there for anyone, for everyone. When I learned that Christ needed to be, that Christ should be and always be first in my life, I had an overwhelming feeling of calmness, peace, and love. So when I think of feeding the masses, I think of Christ blessing you over and over again, Christ providing for you, whether he is providing you loaves and fishes, whether he is providing a listening ear, providing his words through scripture, or sending the Holy Spirit to move you, it'll be more than you need. Not just enough, but more than enough. Enough for you to even give back. The church feeds and provides for us too, with the constant nourishment of sermons, the stimulating conversations between our members, the loving relationships, and the enrichments available through adult ed, Sunday school, Monday morning men, willing workers. They fill us up, and we receive more than enough. We can share with each other and give back yet again. I was given a gift of teaching and a love for children. I was fed by God when I was led to my current job as a toddler teacher at a preschool. I was fed by God when, even after all of my mistakes and all of my wanderings, God was still there. God was still right there where I had left him, waiting for me to realize he needed to be first. I was fed by God when he led me to serve on the Christian Education Board here at First Church. I was fed again by God when I acted as Ellie Pacey's mentor in confirmation class this past year. I received more than enough of God's abundant love for us when I was blessed, and my family was blessed, with the news of my brother and sister-in-law's new daughter, Charleston May, who will be here in December. God's abundance never stops giving as long as you received Christ. God gives you more than you will ever need, enough to share and to give back. Just seek Christ and put Christ first. I do want to share one more thing with you this morning. The offertory song is a song that speaks to me, and I hope it does to you as well. The song title is First by Lauren DeGaulle. Thank you, my faith family, for your time this Sunday morning.